This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we spend time each week exploring issues of equity and opportunity in our community. It's always been a struggle for low-income mothers to take care of their babies. For people of color, it has sometimes been even more difficult due to a lack of access to resources. The coronavirus pandemic has made it even more difficult. The organization DAPCO, which stands for Destiny and Purpose Community Outreach, is making a difference on that front in Ypsilanti through its Passion, Potential, and Purpose program. Our guest this morning is Tawana Parker, and Tawana is Executive Director of DAPCO, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for inviting me.
DAPCO, in its full mission, serves both Wayne and Washtenaw County with a variety of services. Tawana, what is the broad mission of the organization?
To provide programs and services to strengthen the family. We saw it necessary to develop various components to reach out to newborn all the way up to seniors. In our tenure of almost 23 years this year, we have realized that newborns and families need critical services. And we have implemented every program that you can find on our website. But at times when there's a lack of funding, we're not able to facilitate some of our programs properly, such as our senior programs. Newborn to seniors represent families, and we want to provide these services to strengthen the family. So that's our broad mission.
Obviously, starting early on in life creates that foundation. As a kid, I was considered at risk in a number of ways, some self-inflicted. And so these kinds of endeavors are near and dear to my heart. Did you have personal life experience that helped draw you to this career choice?
Yes, I did. First of all, I'd like listeners to know that I never had a desire to run a nonprofit. I wasn't familiar with nonprofits. But I was always involved in the community in some way, shape, or form. Little did I know, me being a mentor to young ladies that were in high school and middle school, the same time that my two daughters were in high school and middle school, or my working as a secretary or a treasurer for Black clubs would lead me into the leadership role that I'm in now. And so there was an aha moment for me in serving and going into youth homes. Basically, that's where we started, working with teen girls that were in residential homes and also helping women promote their business. I was a homemaker, and I did work outside of the home at times. But I found it more beneficial for me as a mother raising four children, two boys and two girls, to get into direct sales. So that started my entrepreneurship path. So my aha moment led me to Destiny and Purpose. It's a much longer story than our time will allow today.
Right.
But I'm telling you, that was my aha moment, and we formed a nonprofit. So that it takes money to do what you want to do and to fulfill any vision.
Is there a common thread to be found in the barriers faced by those who utilize services through DAPCO?
I would just say that they are mainly low income and there is a great need. We try to communicate to the public that we're here for you. And if we don't have what you need at the time, we will refer you to some of the various resources that we have in the community.
This is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Tawana Parker, the Executive Director of Destiny and Purpose Community Outreach. And today, I do want to speak more specifically about the Passion, Potential, and Purpose program. It helps ensure that women and babies in Ypsilanti have the supplies they need, including COVID-19 personal protection equipment. How does this program work, Tawana?
Prior to COVID-19, we would have several pantry sites set up, one of them being at the Park Ridge Community Center in Ypsilanti, on Thursdays, and then House by the Side of the Road for those that lived in the Ann Arbor area. Both sites were on the public bus line. And we would open up for a designated amount of time and allow the mothers that were referred by other partner agencies, because we have plenty partner agencies that we work with in Washtenaw County. But when COVID-19 hit, United Way of Washtenaw County is one of our major sponsors for this project. And it's COVID-19 relief. They provided funding for us to develop a transportation meetup safely type model. And I'm so excited because I never envisioned that we would have to do something like that. But it has become a passion of ours to fulfill. And we hired a couple of drivers. And sometimes for the moms that cannot meet us at our storage unit safely, we will deliver the items to them safely.
So you're reaching even more people because now they have access, whereas once before they didn't.
They did not. That is correct. And the struggle is real during this time.
It's always real, but particularly during this time for sure.
Absolutely.
Our Washtenaw United conversation continues with the executive director of DAPCO, Tawana Parker. And Tawana, coming up, Destiny and Purpose Community Outreach is holding a community baby shower. What exactly is that?
The community baby shower, the vision of that has always been to service up to 50 moms at one time. And so we coordinate a baby shower just like it was for one mother. So we have the workshops, we have the games, we have a coordinated, beautiful catered lunch, and the lunch is provided on linen, china, and crystal. And a lot of the moms never experienced that, but we wanted them to feel special. We have a variety of new items that we give out, full bags. And I guarantee you, it's nothing but smiles.
Right.
But for this year, because our Wayne County constituents always struggle to get to Washtenaw County, mm-hmm. for the most part, all of our community baby showers were held at the Ladies Literary Guild. But we can no longer handle that size and magnitude of an event at that location because there's limited seating. So what we came up with, we have a very good community that has formed in helping us plan this event for this year. So we decided to have one in Washtenaw County on October 31st and Wayne County October 24th. Both of these are Saturdays.
And I imagine it's going to be different in both locations because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic. And we're trying to make it convenient, safe, and smarter. And so we decided to have a drive-through. We don't want the moms to have to get out of the car, whoever brings them, if they're driving themselves. And we provide these items. These are already participants that have registered and been vetted to attend. Because when people hear the word free,
everybody
it brings
shows up.
Everybody out. So we want to make sure we're hitting the areas of the most need people that need these services. There are women that are living out of their car and they find themselves pregnant. I can't tell you how many moms we served like that last year. They were waiting on housing, but they were living out of their cars.
Yeah.
Those are the type of people we want to reach out to. We want to reach out to the moms that don't have support services. They don't have anyone that can give them a community baby shower, a baby shower, period.
Well, as we talk about community baby shower, you're going to be doing that for a very specific part of our population. But I'm imagining there are ways the rest of us can participate.
Absolutely. And see, with our sponsors that we have, most of our sponsors provide monetary donations to us. And so with that, we determine what we're going to put in the bags this year, or each year that we have the community baby shower. So whatever we're lacking in in-kind donations, we go out and we actually buy items to put in the bags.
That's fantastic. I am looking forward to hearing how this year's event in the middle of a pandemic goes, but it sounds as though the planning is in place and it's going to be successful both in Washtenaw and Wayne counties. Thank you so much for the time and for sharing the information today, Tawana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it so much.
That is Tawana Parker. She serves as Executive Director of Destiny and Purpose Community Outreach, or DAPCO. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it each Monday. To access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.